And they're up on the holy mountain. He learned. Now we are at the, you know, approaching the end here of the book. He learned that, well, to sit and ask the question, how can I give you my love right now? When you don't have your beloved one present with you physically, but at least try to connect heart to heart, since we are after all existing beyond this time and space. But then he thought, I still didn't feel satisfied. Yeah, that's a fine idea, but how do I do that every day, sitting there beaming out love from my heart towards another heart that I imagine over there somewhere? But then he realized this morning that that's the beauty of Archana and all of that, puja. Instead of just sitting thinking loving thoughts about God, sending love towards God, which you can also do, but which is more advanced, you could say, you offer a flower or some incense or whatever, a little gift. But if you can't give the gift in any other way, then you do it that way. So he sat there thinking, oh, a beautiful flower, a pink rose this morning. And he got into that, where and why and how, and then offered that one to Srimati Radhika to be given further if she's so pleased. This kind of manasa puja, as you could call it, makes sense even between us.